Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, June 30th. I'm Jonathan Aul. Every day, there are more than two dozen ICE detainees held in the Phelps County Jail. A group of activists have come together to try to help them by providing food, hygiene products, clothing, and access to phone calls and texting to contact their families.
I do think it's making a difference because they're telling us that it's making a difference.
We'll hear their story coming up on The Gateway. Pride St. Louis ended Pride Month yesterday with a parade and festival downtown that exuded freedom and acceptance. Festival attendees say they enjoy the event because it gives them courage throughout the year to be themselves. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Janie Thompson is a regular Pride Fest attendee. The St. Charles resident has been to about three in St. Louis. She's originally from a small town in Jefferson County where she says being a member of the LGBTQ community is frowned upon.
Pride is important to me because it is at the core of who I am. I had to go through all the unlearning of my upbringing and everything that is that. So it's important to me that I show up for my community.
Thompson says there's a huge divide between the country today on LGBTQ issues, particularly around healthcare and education. She encourages others to stay strong and continue to fight for inclusive rights. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck says securing disaster relief money was a priority for Senate Democrats during the special legislative session. St. Louis will receive $100 million from the state government for tornado relief. Beck says they were successful during the special session. That includes making sure the funding passed before the Senate approved a different bill that allows for the state to help pay for new stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals.
If you look what happened, even with the stadiums, everything we did there went to Democratic areas. There's money that during special session went to a lot of the Democratic areas.
Beck says during the special session, Senate Democrats negotiated directly with Governor Mike Kehoe as opposed to Senate Republicans. As part of his reelection tour across the state, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker made a campaign stop in Belleville. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the Democrat made a pitch to Metro East residents by touting a number of recent state investments.
Speaking at Southwestern Illinois College, Pritzker said his administration has accomplished a lot in the Metro East over the last 7 years. That includes funding a new public safety center in East St. Louis, repairs to the new Chain of Rocks Bridge in Madison County, a terminal expansion at Mid-America St. Louis Airport, and incentives for an East Alton copper plant. Pritzker says it's been a long time since the Metro East has seen this kind of investment.
And I'm so proud of that. And that's, again, it's happened because of all of you. You've expressed the need for it. It's been realized and recognized by the people you send to Springfield, and then we delivered on it. That's how state government ought to work.
As of now, no major Democrats have announced plans to challenge Pritzker. Illinois' primary will be held next March. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed suit on Friday to strike down Jackson County's recently enacted gun control law. Bailey says the local ordinance passed by the county legislature in November 2024 is unconstitutional. It outlaws minors from possessing handguns and those under 21 from buying semi-automatic assault weapons. Manny Abarca introduced the bill after the shootings at the Super Bowl rally in Kansas City last year. If it had been in place, Abarca says it could have prevented the young men from buying the weapons that killed one woman and injured 22 others.
This is the Attorney General trying to play on the opposite narrative of protecting guns over people.
Bailey filed his lawsuit in partnership with Gun Owners of America. Since Donald Trump started his mass deportation efforts, thousands of people are being arrested and detained across the country every day. Some of those detainees end up at the Phelps County Jail in Rolla, a city most of them have never been to or even heard of before. Community activists have come together to try to support the ICE detainees in Rolla. The Phelps County Jail is an unassuming red brick building tucked behind some trees between the county courthouse and Route 63, the main road through Rolla. You could easily drive by it and not know there are up to 400 people incarcerated here every day. And since mid-March, that daily population has included up to 40 ICE detainees brought in from places as far away as Chicago. The detainees arrive with no help, no support, and most of them don't speak English. Even though they're strangers to Rolla, there's a group of people here ready to assist them.
So that's the next thing to talk about.
Yes, I have that.
Eight people are gathered around a table in a back room at Hopper's Pub in Rolla. This is an organizing and strategy meeting for Abide in Love, which formed this spring.
I have just been overwhelmed by everything that's been going on. So I said, okay, immigration is one of the issues that really is important to me.
That's Amy Beechner-McCarthy, the group's president and a 30-year resident of Phelps County. She wanted to bring together like-minded people who wanted to do something to help immigrants in Rolla.
So that was my goal, is that we could bring about a beloved community. And the way we could do it here locally, hopefully in the future, will be welcoming all immigrants into our community. But the people that were in the jail, that's where we wanted to start working.
Abide in Love recruited 50 members through Facebook pages and word of mouth. They set up group chats and a spreadsheet to track inmates coming into the jail. They've applied to become a 501c3 nonprofit charity. Their first effort was to create a care package for each ICE detainee that they would receive after arriving at the Phelps County Jail. It contains snacks and hygiene products Abide in Love buys through the jail commissary. Each one has a sticker on it with a message in English and Spanish that tells detainees who they are and someone will be reaching out. Lucy Barrett is Abide in Love's secretary. She says they follow up using an app where detainees can receive texts and phone calls and put money in their accounts so detainees can contact their families.
And we're giving them a few dollars. And some of them have said, no one's reached out to me. Bless you, no one's doing this work. I do think it's making a difference because they're telling us that it's making a difference.
One of those detainees is Fernando Herrera Cruz. He was brought to Phelps County Jail from Lake of the Ozarks. The trailer he was hauling for his roofing job got a flat tire and was blocking the street. When police arrived, he was arrested and brought in by ICE. He says he had no way to contact his family until Abide in Love found him.
If you don't have family here, well, you can't communicate with them. If no one puts money in your account from the outside, then you can't speak to anyone.
Herrera Cruz says the guards at Phelps County Jail don't speak Spanish, making it difficult to understand directions. He also says Abide in Love's efforts to get him basic clothing items have meant a lot.
When you get here, they take your belongings. They don't give you socks. They don't give you boxers. They don't give you shirts. Just the uniform. And you're left without boxers, without socks, and it's really cold.
The Phelps County Jail has a few dozen ICE detainees each day. Some are here only for one night before being sent to another jail or to be deported. Others have been here for more than 2 months. The reason they're here, often far away from where they were arrested, is Phelps County has had a contract with the federal government to house inmates for more than 20 years. For most of that time, they consisted of people arrested by the U.S. Marshal or military police at nearby Fort Leonard Wood. But in January, the jail completed and opened a $17 million expansion that doubled its capacity. Shortly after, the Trump administration started its mass deportation efforts, and ICE piggybacked on those existing federal contracts with jails around the country, and the Phelps County Jail had space. Mike Kern is the Phelps County Sheriff. He says the revenue that comes with holding people from other jurisdictions has been part of his department's economic operation for years.
We self-generate funds to run this department. You know, a very small percentage comes out of county coffers. And so, and we've done that for over 20 years.
Phelps County gets $85 a night to house a federal detainee. Multiply that by 35 ICE detainees, and that's about $3,000 a night. But Kern says it's too soon to know what the massive increase in ICE detainees means for Phelps County's bottom line, because he's had to hire more staff to meet federal requirements for paperwork and transportation. Kern supports Abide in Love's efforts. He's met with the group multiple times, helps them navigate the jail's protocols, and it's his staff that puts the stickers on the care packages. Kern says Abide in Love is an example of Phelps County's generosity and compassion.
It's our job to hold people. It's not our job to punish people. We try to give them the best environment for, you know, a tough time in their life. I mean, we're here to keep them safe, to get them through the process, and to house them. And if anything would make that easier on them, I'm willing to do that.
Abide in Love members are quick to praise Kern for his help and willingness to work with them. While the relationship is amiable, it may operate at a surface level. There are frustrations with the overall conditions at the Phelps County Jail, where some detainees say they haven't felt sunshine or breathed fresh air in months. Max Toline is an Abide in Love member. He says Phelps County's cooperation doesn't mitigate his concerns that ICE's actions are immoral and unconstitutional. He says Abide in Love will work within the system to help detainees, but it's also a protest and expression of patriotism.
Abide in Love is a group that has an idea about how this country could become a better place based on the way we are living in it and the kindness that we show to our neighbors and the respect and the love that we show to our neighbors. They are the height of patriotic.
Toline concedes that may be a minority opinion in Phelps County, where more than 70% of voters cast ballots for Donald Trump in the last election. Abide in Love is raising money and hopes to expand its services to help pay for detainees' medical needs that are not provided for by the jail. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz contributed to that report. It was edited by Jessica Rogan. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.